And from the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. All across Massachusetts, transportation officials are seeing a dramatic increase in biking activity. In some communities, cycling is up more than 50% since before the pandemic. Here to tell us about this is GBH transportation reporter Bob C. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Arun.
So why are we seeing so many more bike lanes?
Well, cyclists have always been calling for more and safer bike lanes for years, but the campaign has intensified during the pandemic as more people took to their bicycles and there were fewer cars on the roads. People took advantage of the decrease in vehicular traffic and, as in Cambridge, began adopting plans to apportion more road space for bicycles to separate them from traffic to make riding safer. In fact, last year, the Cambridge City Council passed an ordinance calling for 25 miles of bike lanes along both sides of busy Mass Ave.
But some people have a problem with this, right?
Well, allocating space for bikes often means taking it away from cars and trucks, and the biggest complaint has been the removal of parking spaces and loading zones, which is of particular concern for Mass Ave business owners like Cynthia Hughes.
I have to commute. I have no place to park now either. So we can't run a business, obviously, if we can't park ourselves. But this is drastically going to kill our business. As a matter of fact, I'm sure we have 75% of our customers drive to our shop.
So how has the city responded?
Well, they're trying to address the concerns, but it hasn't been easy. Between Dudley Street and Alewife, for instance, city planners have proposed moving some of the several dozen metered parking spaces off of Mass Ave to make room for the bikes and to move those spaces onto side streets. But residents on those streets say they don't want the extra traffic. And officials are also trying to designate space for trucks to be able to unload and load at specified spaces and at specified times during the day. But it's still very much a work in progress. The city's transportation director, Joe Barr, says since the initial bike lanes are being done with cones, flex posts, and paint, it's not really a permanent installation, and it can be changed.
You know, if we need to change something, we've not built something permanently, we can learn what is maybe not working as well and try to make adjustments within the overall goals of the project.
And it looks like there may be several changes needed as work progresses on the Mass Ave plan. But how the city resolves those problems may be a guide for other communities who are dealing with the same conflicts as they strive to make their streets safer for bicycles.
That's GBH reporter Bob C. Bob, thank you.
Thank you, Arun.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. Starting Monday, Massachusetts hospitals with a limited number of beds will have to begin reducing non-essential, non-urgent scheduled procedures. That's according to an emergency order issued by the state amid a shortage of healthcare workers and a rise in COVID cases. Dr. Eric Dixon, president and CEO of UMass Memorial Health in Worcester, expects the order to remain in place through late January.
A classic example would be a total hip replacement or a total knee replacement. Often those patients require one or two inpatient nights.
Terry Hudson-Jinks is the chief nurse at Tufts Medical Center. She says they anticipated the emergency order and started cutting back on non-urgent procedures several weeks ago.
We are seeing more patients in our emergency department and have a higher inpatient census than we have had before COVID and at any point during COVID. We need to take this important step in order to make sure that we have access when patients are acute and time matters.
The Baker administration says that serious staffing shortages and longer than average hospital stays are putting a severe strain on some hospitals' capacities. Meanwhile, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is hinting that she's on the verge of implementing a citywide proof of vaccination mandate for patrons going out to places like restaurants and performance venues.
We're looking internally as well as externally at all of the options available, working in close conjunction with Dr. Ojukwutu and the Public Health Commission on what those standards will look like, and to do so in a way that would not put the burden on our small business owners and organizational leaders, but really ensure that the public health infrastructure is doing that work.
Wu also shared her timetable for hiring a new Boston police commissioner, saying a search process will start in earnest early next year. And finally, this week, Plymouth is celebrating the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving. It's an event enshrined on postage stamps and taught in schools across the country. But some historians say Plymouth wasn't first after all. Organizers of the Virginia Thanksgiving Festival have long insisted English settlers there held the first celebration in 1619, 2 years before the Pilgrims. And Spanish settlers in Florida feasted with indigenous people in 1565, according to Alan Bliss, who heads the Jacksonville Historical Society.
There's no question that the settlement at St. Augustine predating the Pilgrims' colonization at Plymouth is true. Now, whether we define their celebration of safe arrival in the New World as a Thanksgiving, that's open to some debate.
Bliss suggests the most historically accurate Thanksgiving meal could feature alligator rather than turkey. Alligator's kind of gamey. It's hard on its own. I think I would go for maybe a turducken stuffed with alligator. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since... Look, combine everything. Throw it all on the same table. It's Thanksgiving. I'm Arun Roth. Have a great Thanksgiving and be well. You like podcasts. Here's one more I think you'll enjoy. All Revved Up. Join hosts and reverends Irene Monroe and Emmett Price as they explore the intersection of faith, politics, and culture. New episodes of All Revved Up drop every other Wednesday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.